Let's take a moment to calm our hearts and still our minds as we prepare to hear the message that comes to our hearts from our Lord and God. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So today, there is a word that springs to mind for me. And, oops, got the wrong book here. And that word has to do with something that happened 44 years ago last night on Christmas Eve after Christmas Mass, coming out in the falling snow from a beautiful old stone church in Ontario where I was at the time. Shortly afterwards, my husband proposed to me. And I said yes. Very important word in my life and perhaps in his. I want you to think about that word this morning. In the first few verses of today's gospel reading, we hear about Joseph and Mary traveling to Bethlehem to be registered. The ruling government was taking a census for tax purposes. And so, like everyone under Roman rule and as ordered, off they went to the town of Joseph's descendants. Can you imagine if we had to do that? Imagine if we had to tootle off to Edmonton or Ottawa or who knows, back to Europe somewhere, right? The town of our ancestors, our antecedents. On the surface, the events around the census were no different for this ordinary little family than for their friends, family, and neighbors, everyone else whose lives were significantly disrupted, who had to journey to a town other than their own. Joseph and Mary left their home in Nazareth, Galilee, and had to travel to Bethlehem in Judea. It was about 70 miles as the crow flies, but I doubt they could travel in a straight, uninterrupted or unobstructed line. And the roads were pretty busy. Likely this was a 4, maybe a 5-day walk. And they too would have had to shut up their home and business, pack food, extra blankets maybe. Got cold at night, even in that country. Find transportation if the walk became too arduous. Can you imagine for Mary having to make a trip like this when the birth of your first child was imminent? I know when I was at that point, I could hardly get in and out of the car or bend over to tie my shoes. I cannot imagine having to make a trip like this on foot. Hence the donkey. And yet, there was probably nothing about them that made them stand out from all the others on the roads accompanying them to the various destinations. So because of this decree, this order, everyone, regardless of their circumstances, had to be registered in the town of their ancestors. And so Joseph, who was descended from the house and family of David, left with his wife to travel to Bethlehem. And on the surface, nothing differentiated this couple from the many others around them. But we know different, don't we? There is one thing that separates them from the others, one really big thing. They were carrying the Son of God with them. And have you ever wondered why God chose these two individuals? Why did God choose this young girl, probably no more than 14 or so? And why this quiet, unassuming man? How did they find favor, as the angel says? And we don't know much about Mary and Joseph outside of the greatest story ever told, do we? We don't meet Mary in scripture until we hear about the angel Gabriel's visit to her. Gabriel brings some pretty startling information A 14-year-old girl gets this kind of news out of the blue from a pretty frightening apparition, I can imagine. And she's got to know how it will look if she shows up pregnant out of nowhere. But after some clarification from the angel Mary, who does have the wherewithal to ask some questions, she pushes back a little bit, doesn't she? Well, how can this be, seeing as I have not known a man? After some clarification, she says something really important. And her betrothed, Joseph, we know of him, but we don't know a lot about him either. Most of what we know is gleaned from the Gospel of Matthew and Luke in the Christmas story. And when we replay that story in our annual Christmas pageants, where's Joseph? He's pretty much off to the side or in the background, isn't he? He's a silent type, all right. Literally, in fact, I don't know if you knew this, but it was a surprise to me. And it's true, if you go back and look, not a single word is attributed to Joseph in Scripture. Nothing comes from his lips. We first learn of him when the Scriptures tell us that he and Mary were betrothed. And a betrothal was an ancient Jewish marriage custom, and it was different than what we think of as an engagement. It was a pledge that was considered to be as sacred as marriage. And it lasted about a year, after which time there would be a public wedding ceremony. But during this time, the two betrothed were already referred to as husband and wife. And even though they were not yet living together as a couple. And if the man died before the wedding took place, the woman was already considered a widow. The only way to break a betrothal was through a legal divorce. And Deuteronomical law stipulated that a woman who became pregnant during a betrothal could be stoned to death as an adulteress. So what happens to this righteous Jewish carpenter from Nazareth? His betrothed is pregnant. This is a very big deal. Because in the eyes of the culture and the people, the only explanation could be that she must have been unfaithful to Joseph. Can you imagine what was running through his mind? We hear no words from him in Scripture, but I'm sure his emotions must have run the gamut from disbelief, turmoil, betrayal, anger, embarrassment, confusion, even fear. But we don't hear anything about that, do we? All we hear in the only place it's mentioned in the Bible is, when Mary had been engaged to Joseph, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her publicly, planned to dismiss her quietly. Wow, I think there's a whole lot more backstory to that little verse or two. He could have given her the public boot. By law, she could have been stoned. He was, after all, a righteous man, we are told, a good Jew who lived out his life following Jewish law. He had every right to go that route. And instead, this righteous man displays compassion and decides he will divorce her quietly. And then he gets a visit from an angel too, who explains everything and tells him, don't be afraid, go ahead, take Mary as your wife. And when Joseph does, by his actions, he too says something as important as Mary had. These two very ordinary people in extraordinary circumstances, what did they say? What do you think they said? Thank you. Yes. They said yes. God placed himself into the keeping and care of these two persons because even amidst the inner fear and uncertainty and confusion they experienced, and the fearful and uncertain and confusing times they lived in, they said, "Yes, yes, here I am," Mary said to Gabriel at the Annunciation. "I'm the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." And Joseph's unspoken yes, when he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and he took Mary as his wife. Two fairly obscure individuals who willingly put their lives into God's hands, the one who entrusted the light and the hope of the world in theirs. They said yes. And they protected and cared for and loved and raised as their own the light and the hope of the world. God partners with humanity, ordinary people like you and me, working in our own time and place, our own little corner of the world. He partners with us to work his miracles and to keep them alive. If I think about the centuries that have passed since the birth and the death and resurrection of Jesus, I cannot help but think of all of the sets of hands of all the ordinary people that so faithfully carried that baby through the ages. All the yeses that have kept the hope, peace, joy, and love of God alive. And today, and for tomorrow, whose hands will continue to carry the saving hope of the world? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we give great thanks for the miracle of Jesus, and that all that came into the world and into our lives through his birth so many years ago. Help us to say yes, even when we're not sure. Help us to trust you. Help us to continue to carry this baby in our hearts and uphold him in our hands, helping to do your heavenly work here on earth. Amen.